Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Yeah, he's done more than I can ever expect it. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Good morning. Welcome to Diva Spot Radio. Welcome to season one, episode two, baby. Listen, we're going to have special guests in the house, Aletha Haskin-Turner. She's going to be in the house with us today as our special guest later on in the show. And on today, we're going to be talking about housing. We're going to be talking about the different types of housing. Big shout out to Mrs. Turner for coming through and talking to us about transitional homes and all of that good stuff. Make sure you tune in to the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Or you can listen live, call into the show at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. Big shout out to Diva DJ Canvas for that hot remix that he made of Exceedingly Abundantly. God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of thee. So I'm super excited to be in the house this morning out here in Greenville. It's 54 degrees. It's sunny on today. So make sure you keep that smile on your face, you guys. Also, we're going to be doing that spiritual feeding. We're going to have Kylie Dreams come in. And then we're going to educate and regulate. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's go ahead and get into a hot track by Grandmaster Kai. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Let's go.
Grandmaster, has anybody seen Grandmaster?
Hey yo, Grandmaster!
I'ma have to get my way. She be all up in my face, damn. I can't get a break, man. I'ma have to break, damn. Did it for like 8 days. God's making beggars on the way. I create that. and they quiet but they middle. Kinda fake cash in they pocket, they're faked up. I've been in the stew, hands on like it's makeshift. Haters ever right in my ear, can you hear them? Too bad G&K went and disappeared. Great crew dug up from the dirt, not the builder. My potential through the roof is through the ceiling. Heights on my wrist, wait a second, let me chill. Rockies in the back, I'm feeling kinda happy. Baby, girl, she dumb, she looking kinda snappy. Hopping on my way, trying to get another rag. I could push you back, I see cops on the way. I got a zap, you be searching for your girl, I got it back. She just want me back, she don't really like a chat. Bro, it's not your fault, she just want the grand. Master, disappear, cash, fuck your heart, ratchet. Took your girl, capture, looking back at her. Seen the past, fast for my telly, cause my belly, if they're feeling kinda heavy. Pushing gas, ain't talking shabby, but your man with knife and deli. She don't really want my leverage, I pull up and you would sell it. Cause she likes me, because I'm icy. And I've been out here really trying to do the right thing. But then despite me, can't work with my heat. Looking like a banger every time that I speak. I might as well spit, because it's in my motto. Now I'm into where my spirit Elgato. Focus on the G&K, okay. I'ma have to get my way. She be all up in my face, damn. I can't get a break, damn. I'ma have to break, damn. Did it for like 8 bands. Slash making bangers on the way. I create that. I get it. Rappers that just talk, then they quiet about they middle. Kinda fit cash in they pocket, the fake stuff. I've been in the stew, hands on like it's makeshift. Haters that from right in my ear, can you hear them? Too bad G&K went and disappeared. Great proof dug up from the dirt, not the building. My potential through the roof, through the ceiling. Heights on my wrist, wait a second, let me chill. Rockies in the back, I'm feeling kinda happy. Baby girl, she dumb, she looking kinda snappy. Hopping on my way, tryna get another rag, but I could put you back. I said cops on the way, I got a zap. Google search for you, girl, I got it back. She just want me back, she don't really like a track. Bro, it's not your fault.
Hey, yo, Grandmaster!
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
That was Grandmaster Kai with Grand Waves right there. Make sure y'all check him out on all social networking platforms at Grandmaster Kai. Again, that's Grandmaster Kai. Big shout out to Vielen on the check-in. Much love to you, Queen, for being here and showing so much love. I got to run this hot track back real quick before we get into our spiritual feeding. Y'all know I got to feed y'all souls. But I got to run this hot track back that DJ Canva made. He did a remix of the hot gospel song called Exceedingly and Abundantly. Let's go ahead and get ourselves in the spirit, because this is what we do. Diva's going to feed your spirit over here. It's Diva Spot Radio, your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Let's go ahead and praise the Lord.
He did more than I ever expected. More than I ever expected. He did more than I ever expected. Lord. And he did more, but he did more than I ever. The Lord did more.
the Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yeah, I had to run that back. Man, God is so good. I'm just excited about everything that we got going on today. I'm excited about our guests. I'm excited about everything that God's doing. And I encourage you guys to be excited about what God is doing in your life. Man, listen, I want to give a big shout out to Karina on the check-in. I see you guys. I'm so appreciative that y'all are here. And sit back, enjoy yourself. You at Diva Spot. We got a gumbo of flavors and everything that's going on over here. Now, I told y'all I was going to get to the spiritual feeding, and that's what we're going to do. I'm going to be coming from, if you ain't got a devotional Bible, whether you are Don or Diva, please make sure you get you a devotional Bible. Go ahead and feed your spirit. It is so important every day. We need to put our armor on before we go outside. So, Kale Dreams, I want you to come in here so we can go ahead and do what we do each and every day on Diva Spot. Y'all going to get this every time that you tune in to Diva Spot. So, Kale Dreams, I want you to come on in and just take them to church. Give them some food. Do what we need to do. If you ain't fed your spirit this morning, please do. And if not, you running a little low on it, it's all right. Diva got it for you. Big shout out to Grease Gutter for Melanin Moonlight. We see you, baby. I see you in the building. Yes. I see you, Karina, in the building. Shout out to y'all. Tell me, Dreams, where you at, baby? Come on.
And I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong. Wish it won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you, God, please take them away. Far away from here, I misbehave. This lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church, take them to church, take them to church.
Man, it's your boy, Kali Dreams. You are now tuned in live on
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Wow, we're going to be coming out of my Women of Colors devotional Bible. I have had this devotional Bible for almost 18 years now. In the words, it's the yearly devotional Bible. It's daily, Monday through Friday. And this week, it's the third week of October, you guys. October the 18th, 2023. And this week is all about kindness. We're going to be talking about kindness this week. So the story, it's a short story. It starts as a sincere kindness. And the scripture comes from Acts 9 and 36. And it says, now there was a Joppa, a certain disciple named Tabitha, with the interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was filled of good works and amseeds, which she did. And that's Acts 9 and 36. And the short story goes to say, what are you baking, Medea? Little Angel asks her neighbor. Little Angie asks her neighbor, I am baking cookies for the homeless people at Mercy's house. Answer Medea, how come you do so many things like that for other people? Angie asks. I enjoy making things. I enjoy giving them away. Medea smiled. When you make things at school or at church, you bring them and give them to us, don't you? Angie nodded. I do, but you are kind to people you don't even know. That's right, Angie, Medea said. I like doing things. I like being like Dorcas. Dorcas is mentioned in the Bible of Acts. She was always doing kind things for others and helping the poor. Angie asks, when you do kind things for others, how does that make you feel? Medea smiled. It makes my heart glad to see them enjoying something I gave. and I'm not looking for anything in return. But when I get older, I'm going to do things for other people too, like Dorcas and you, Angie, decided. You don't have to wait that long, Medea said. Come and give Medea a hand with these cookies, and we'll deliver them together. Hmm. Like Dorcas or Dorcas, Medea and Angie, each of us is presented with the opportunity to do something kind for others. God tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, to add brotherly kindness to our godliness and love to our brotherly kindness. This is a responsibility attached to Christianity, to walk in kindness, even if no one notices. God wants us to bear kind fruit. Come on, y'all. He doesn't want us to just help those we know, but to extend a helping hand to those whom we don't know. Learn to operate in the spirit of kindness. Through your kindness, you can make a difference in someone's life. Little acts of kindness will nourish your love and help you be more willing to overlook other weaknesses. Come on, y'all. Application. Let's apply this word, y'all. Bake some cookies and give them to a homeless shelter in your city. Take someone who doesn't have a car to the grocery store. Or think of other acts of kindness and do it today, preferably to a stranger who cannot possibly thank you or pay you back. And we pray this word. We're going to pray over this word, y'all. Hallelujah. Lord, let me stretch a helping hand to those in need, Lord. Not just to the people that I know, but to those whom I don't know, Lord. Let my heart be kind always, wanting to do your perfect will. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. Yeah. Yeah. God has did exceedingly and abundantly, and he's always on time. You hear me? God is always on time. If you know God is always on time, I want you to jump in the chat room, call into the station at 515-602-9661. Press the 1 button to be heard. If you're in the chat room, just type in there, God is good. Again, type in there, God is good, because he is good all the time. We got Justified coming to the show. Her and Bear Witness is going to be a dynamic duo. They'll be here Friday on Diva Spot. And I got a beautiful prayer for her I want to play this morning.
Lord, I thank you for this day. My mouth is only filled with your praise. So I come before you to lift my sisters and my brothers in prayer today. I sense a heaviness by the enemy that is trying to put them down, push them to the fence with nonsense filled with offense, trying to discourage, fill them up with anger. I won't lie, he's so annoying, but then again, I got your anointing. We have your power to stand and not surrender. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I cancel and demolish all strongholds by your precious name and blood. Our power and authority to punch Satan in the face every day with our faith. I cancel all attempts to shut my sisters and my brothers down. I command all fear to get out, drown, and never come around. I yank strongholds from the root that keep them feeling helpless. The enemy was destroyed by Jesus' death and resurrection. The sneaky enemy keeps showing up, whispering lies, twisting truth, attempting to inflate selfish pride. I'm declaring the devil and his demons lies today. I command them to leave you in Jesus' name. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Says his word that's sharper than a two-edged sword. Be filled with that powerful confidence, dress in that armor, and learn to move in silence. As a daughter to her father, I ask right now that your presence falls over my sisters and brothers. Pure revival, deliverance, healing. I command wisdom, discernment, so they won't be caught off guard by that silly serpent. Together, Lord, we will win, because in truth you already have. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now go ahead and give your arms a stretch to Jesus where you find rest. Stop with all that stress, you are too blessed by the best. Don't be in competition, only in missions. Speak truth and never fiction. When you move, flow in the spirit. The old juice should never be missing. Now open your mouth and allow your Father's words to start speaking. Get familiar with who you are in his kingdom. A Understanding identity is an eternal key. There is an identity crisis in the body of Christ. God's plan was never for us to be filled with Satan lies. You're filled with the spirit that makes Satan cry. You need to understand that what was fought when he was crucified. May my prayer open your eyes, and that you understand all you need is who lives inside. A flowing river, a word engraved in your heart, that's so alive, ready to give you eternal life. I declare all these things over your life right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I'm justified, normalized, normalized, normalized.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Big shout out to Justify. I love that prayer. That's definitely going to be a staple on Diva Spot. You got to cover yourself. You got to have that confidence, y'all. We got that confidence. Now, listen, we're going to get into an educate and regulate session right here. I want to talk about housing today. We're going to have our special guest, Aletha Haskin-Turner, in the building today. She is the housing director at a nonprofit called God's House of Second Chances, clean and sober faith-based transitional housing. So we're going to get into that, but I learned a few things about housing this week, and I want to share it with you. F. Carly, come on in so we can educate and regulate them, baby.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon' bump. Hey, queen, gon' bump. Hey, queen, what you bump? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon' bump. Hey, queen, gon' bump. Hey, queen, what you bump? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yo, I don't think I want to do nothing else with Dude Radio. I promise you, this is where I'm supposed to be at. Big shout out to the Local Housing Solutions. That's localhousingsolutions.org. I learned some really cool things. Now, we know that housing is at an all-time high right now, but I wanted to talk to you guys about how affordable houses is created. Now, here's the overview of the two types of affordable housing. How affordable housing is created. The first one is dedicated affordable housing for low-income and moderate-income households. And the second one is market units that rent or sell at affordable prices. Now, there's a huge shortage on affordable housing in many U.S. cities, towns, and counties. How do we deal with this problem and create more affordable housing? Now, there are two types of affordable housing, as I said, and they are produced in two very different ways, y'all. Now, the first type consists of dedicated units that are set aside. Now, these units are set aside for low or moderate income households. These are created by developers using assistance from public sources or affordable requirements incentives. Now, the second type, sometimes called market affordable housing, is housing that is created without any direct government subsidy. These units may rent or sell at the affordable level, but they do not have legally binding affordability requirements. So let's talk more about each of these housing. Now, dedicated affordable housing units, in the past, the federal government was the sole funder of the construction of many affordable housing developments. Now, today, in 2023, okay, y'all, dedicated affordable housing is usually created using subsidies from multiple sources now, including the federal government, the state, and local government, and financial institutions and charitable foundations. So now the affordable housing is a collective of different programs, different sources. So it's not just all funded by the government. It's charities, state and local financial institutes. Other dedicated affordable units are created as a result of affordability requirements and incentives established by local or state government. These units may be built by for-profit developers who don't ordinarily focus on affordable housing, but are willing to do so in order to get their projects approved. So they don't have to, but they look at it as an incentive. So I said, okay. Now, for example, a city may require that a share of the units in the new market rate developers over a certain size be affordable. So if they come in and build it in your neighborhoods, they have to set aside a certain amount of houses and a certain amount of units and make them affordable. So, okay, that's fine. Now, they get some incentives for that. Let's not forget. Or the city may offer incentives such as the ability to build at a higher density for developments that's including affordable housing. Now, dedicated affordable housing units typically have legally binding restrictions on who can live in the housing and how long it must remain affordable to a specific income group. These units may continue to serve lower income households for as long as 30 or 50 years or more. So when the developers come in, they like, okay, we'll put aside these houses, these units, and the city requires them to be affordable for 30 to 50 years, and you know you have to qualify for those units. Some people use the term affordable houses to refer only to these dedicated affordable housing, but that's not necessarily true. Now, let's talk about the market rate units. Now, a lot of us see market rent out there. We see that, you know, a lot of us is like, yo, this is really not affordable. And if these are apartment complex or if this community only have market rate, they may not be affordable. But that's not true, you guys. That's not 100% true. Now, market rent units, the private market also provides units that rent or sell at affordable levels without the use of any explicit subsidies. Often, these are older homes whose rent have become affordable over time as newer properties have come online. Other units are affordable by virtue of their location, type, and quality. In many cases, you guys, construction new houses affordable to low-income households is not financially feasible without government subsidy. The rents or home prices that low-income households can afford are just too low to support the cost of construction and operating new development. But when the developers build new housing for middle or high-income households, the owners or older existing units often find that they need to lower their rents or sell prices in order to remain competitive. As a result, these older units become more affordable. So with that being said, when new developers come in and they're building or new management and they're building on something, and the older units that's there, they have to find themselves lowering their rent to compete, because why would I pay more money? Why would I give you $1,800 for this older model unit or this older home, and we got a new one, brand spanking new, literally right next door, really right across the street, that's $1,800. So they like, all right, we got to compete. So we're going to lower our prices a little bit so we can be able to keep our units here or keep our housing here. Both kinds of the affordable houses are important. So millions of moderate and low-income houses live in house subsidy. I believe that. I've been there and still is there. Low-income housing millions of moderate and low income households live in housing that is not subsidized by the government but is affordable to them. Dedicated affordable housing units, on the other hand, are essentially for ensuring affordability in neighborhoods where market rents are rising rapidly. They also are well suited to create inclusive communities and providing affordable housing to household with very low income, such as seniors and fixed income, as well as those with special needs, such as people with mental disabilities and individuals who formerly experienced homelessness. Though well-designed policies, local officials can help to expand the availability of both types of affordable housing and ensure that they continue to serve moderate to low-income households over the long term. So, guys, to get more information, to learn more about this, go to localhousingsolutions.com. Again, that's localhousingsolutions.com. That is your Educate and Regulate session for the day. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. I'm on the spot, on the grind, y'all. Now, I'm going to bring in a special guest, and I mean a very special guest. This woman is incredible, you guys. I am so excited to have Miss Aletha Haskin Turner in the house. She is the housing director at a nonprofit, and the nonprofit name is God's House of Second Chances, Clean and Sober Faith-Based Traditional Housing. Now, with the passion, Aletha, with a passion for helping individuals in need, Aletha oversees the daily operation and management of the housing facility. She is pivotal in providing a safe and supportive environment for those seeking recovery from addiction and housing. A dedicated professional, Aletha works closely with residents. She works closely with the staff. She works closely with community partners to ensure that individuals can access the resources they need to successfully transition into sober living. Her commitment to creating a nurturance and nutritional, because she does the feeding for the homeless every Thursday. Thanks, sis. She does the feeding for the homeless every Thursday and on weekly basis too, and community partners to ensure that individuals can access the resources they need to successfully transition into sober living. I'm so grateful. Her commitment to creating a nurturing and empowering space has made God's House of Second Chances Clean and Sober faith-based traditional housing an invaluable resource in the community. I want you guys to get it up from Mr. Lincoln Haskell in the building. Queen, welcome to Diva Spot. Welcome.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, man. I'm so grateful to have you on Diva Spot. I was breaking up a little bit. I do apologize for that, y'all. The internet is the internet. It's going to do.
Right.
But Ms. Turner, I'm so grateful to have you here. For those who don't know who you are, could you just give them a little information about yourself and introduce yourself to the listeners who's listening out there?
All right, everybody that's listening out there. Just a little bit about me. I'm a native of the Pacific Northwest, born and raised. Elementary school, high school, ran track. Junior high school, ran track, and all that. Born and raised in the church, the fourth oldest of 12 children. As a little girl, from what my mom said, I always, to this day, have had a heart for the people. I have multiple businesses, and things like that. So that's just probably who I am for right now. Yeah.
Amen. Listen, being a housing director and, deciding that, my first question is, why did you decide to start a nonprofit organization? What made you decide to do that?
Well, what made me decide, again, born and raised in a church, church every Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, choir rehearsal, doing a lot of traveling, singing in the choir. I loved it. I love my upbringing. I love my foundation. At 16 years old, I was that prodigal daughter that the Bible talks about. And so I became an addict for over 32 years. And so from the age of 16 to the age of 43, I was addicted to meth, crack, heroin, alcohol, pills, weed, everything out there except for this fentanyl that's out here now. I pray for the people. Been to prison 5 times. I was on 13 different mental psych meds just because of all that I endured out there in the streets. eaten out of garbage cans, slept in abandoned buildings, just on and on. What you know, what life comes with, you know, when you're out there addicted and when you're out there just doing things for survival, doing, you know, a lot of things, you know, are imposed on you. Trauma happens, you know, all types of things happen.
Yeah.
But at the age of 43, when I made the decision to, I tried treatment facilities, tried, you know, the clean and sober thing. I did the drug court thing, you know, where I had to go to groups every day and failed at that, you know what I'm saying, and ended up doing my last bid in prison, did 5 years, and then was looking at 13 years in 2008. And so tells you what God did, because it's been 14 years. But my decision for making to start helping people is because of that. And when God bought me out, I went back to school at 43 years old just to get my GED. It was foreign to me, but I was excited. It was nerve-wracking, but I was excited, and I was determined, you know, to get my GED, something that I always journaled when I was high. And believe it or not, when I was high, I would journal what normal is, whatever that is, right? But I knew there was more outside of an addiction. So first 3 years, I pursued properties, you know, rentals. Mind you, I got a high, very high criminal background, you know what I'm saying? I've probably touched every jail here in the state of Washington. Started at 8 years old in juvenile, started at 11, 12 years old going to juvenile detention centers, you know, and just, you know, and so 43 years old, I found myself on a college campus. Scariest thing, but the most excitingest thing, and just God's favor, you know, and I went on to pursue my human services once I got my GED. But God told me, no, I'm going to use your life. And so for 3 years, God took me to various churches, schools, prisons, rescue missions, shelters. And I shared my testimony with pictures, because my transformation is something
incredible.
And it's all God. And so from there, and I'm like, okay, God, you know, I want you to take me back where you delivered me from. I want people to see your power. I don't want them to see me. I want them to see what you are able and capable of doing. So at that time, you know, I was driving down the street. Well, actually, my aunt, my first property came from my aunt, who had, you know, I always talked about, and I didn't even know this, in my addiction, my sons, different ones of their friends, they said they remember me when I first got saved, you know, talking about, you know, how I'm going to have properties one day and I'm going to help people. And today they call me sometimes, you know, like, Mom, you did it, you know.
So. I love that.
And so
my next,
hello.
Yeah, so I think that's a beautiful thing. You know, God will bring you out, and the fact that you wanted to come back. You know, a lot of us, when we do get out of that situation, or when we do get out of the clenches of life, like be life, and man, you know, we like, I'm never going back. I ain't never going back there. I got out of it, girl. I ain't never going back. I'm cool where I'm at. But when did you get your first transitional home, and where was it located?
So my first transitional house, it was located on the south side of Tacoma on Sheridan Street, on 52nd and Sheridan. And I got that property when my aunt came up to me during Bible study, and I kept, you know, because after 3 years of ministering and going where God wanted me to go, and I'm still, you know, on the side, you know, pursuing properties, and nothing is happening. I'm saying, oh, well, maybe, you know, this is not what he wants me to do, right? So one Wednesday after Bible study, my aunt came up to me and was like, Niecy, are you still trying to do that thing where you help people? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I have a house for you. And I was like, well, in my mind, I said, well, where are you going to live? She laughed. She said, I know. She says, "She says, no, not my house, you know, but I have a property. And so when I went over there, and I just couldn't believe it, you know, and one room, the walls were neon pink. The other room, the walls were neon green. And immediately when I walked in, I seen the vision. I seen how I was going to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So once you got the house situated and everything, how many residents did you serve? Did you offer services to?
So, you know, it's before I even got the first property, it's amazing how God, he's such an awesome chess player, right? It's amazing mm-hmm. how he puts pieces in place, right? And so I was down at the mission doing ministry down there, sharing my testimony, you know, ministering with other people, and there's this guy I met, and he pulled me to the side, and he said, man, there's something special about you, and he said, you know, he started giving me all these names, like in the DOC arena, which is the Department of Corrections, in Olympia, you know, where the headquarters is for, you know, help people coming out of incarceration and things like that, and just different names. I mean, sometimes at 2:30 in the morning, he would text me, and I would say, hey, man, it's 2:30 in the morning, you know, and he would just respond back, stay humble, my friend. And not knowing that when I got my first property, the first house, it's so amazing. The first house was all DOC, and it was for women. And this house was a three-bedroom, so it housed five women. So two women in the first two rooms, and then the other room, approval through DOC, was a one-man room. So it was five women that I housed from out of incarceration. And believe it or not, all five of those women remembered me from prison, remembered me from the gang. Those are the first five women I housed that knew who I was as Red in the gang.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
It all came back. That's why I say life happens in circles. It doesn't happen in rows.
Yeah.
So I love
yeah.
it. So the same women you were out there in the game with was the first five women that you housed.
I housed, and they had heard, because I did the interview over the phone, and so word got around quickly that, hey man, Red, you know, Red
got
out like a girl, you know. And so when I would do the interviews, they would say, hey, you know, and it was another friend that was my mentor at the time, giving me the ins and outs of how the housing thing works, helping me with my licensing and, you know, my nonprofit and all the paperwork and stuff, right? And all of that, and helping
yes.
me through this. And so she would go to the job fairs and the housing fairs up in the prison, and she would have my brochures, and she would put them on the table, and she would basically
nice.
Promote for me. And so when everybody heard, like, Alita Atkins, wait a minute, man, that's Red, you know. And so they would tell their counselors, hey, I got an opportunity at a housing place. This lady, here's her number. Can you call her? And so that's how that happened. So word ran quickly. Some, you know, through WCCW, which is Washington Correctional Center for Women, Purdy, the prison, and in Cedar Creek Correctional, Mission Creek, another camp for women, word ran rapidly, yeah. And all the women were like, we got to go to her. We got to go to her. I mean, because if she's doing it, then we know there's something to it.
Look at God. God is so good. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. We got special guests in the building. Alita Haskins Turner, the director of nonprofit God's House of Second Chances, Clean and Sober, Faith-Based Traditional Housing. Make sure you call us up at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. And press the one button to be heard. Alita, I got another question for you before we go to this music break. Did you face any challenges with opening and operating your transitional home? Was there any challenges that you faced? And if there was, how did you overcome those challenges?
There were some challenges, you know, and because of my background and, you know, being a fresh felon and formerly incarcerated, you know, there are a lot of challenges with, you know, some of the community leaders and things like that. But I didn't let that stop me. I always look back at the conversation that I had with the gentleman at the Tacoma Rescue Mission, right? And
mm-hmm.
I got the opportunity to meet literally that, you know, DOC people, because they had to come to the house, they had to approve it. I literally got a chance to meet almost everybody that this man mentioned that I was going to meet that was going to be the ones that was going to approve my housing and everything he said. So regardless of what they were saying, I stuck to what God was saying through that man that I met at the mission. So I more so, and what it did, really, it really put fire under me. It really put fire under me for the community. Like, how dare you? You know what I'm saying? Still stigmatize me as a criminal. You know what I'm saying? Or as, you know what I mean? How dare you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, and so if that's how you want to continue to think, then I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. And so God, just, you know, and I was bold for the devil, you know, in the game I was bold because it was nothing I didn't do and, you know, and chest up too and all of that, right? And so I was just that much more bolder to God because I knew when I started seeing the pieces that God had gave that man to give to me, I knew it was a God thing, right? And so I wasn't going to let man stop me with anything, right? Or anybody that knew me or close to me. Oh, how did she hustle? That was one of the things. Oh, she must have manipulated and hustled. So, you know, her on or somebody out of this. Those kind of things, right? But I did not let it. I didn't fight for myself. I didn't defend myself. I kept going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't need to fight when God fighting your battle.
Yes.
I ain't got to fight this battle.
It ain't my battle to fight. That's what he told me. Hold your peace. I got you, boo. I'll fight for you. So I just held my peace and kept going. Peace of mind and shut my mouth. And kept going.
And man, did he fight for you. I mean,
yes.
He did an incredible work. We're going to get more into the story. We're going to get some more into the testimony. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We got our special guest, Aletha Haskins Turner here. Let's get into some of this hot track by Aniko called King's Affirmation. It's your girl, Ebony B. Diva Spot, baby. Let's go.
My haters won't always be nameless, give them no clout, I give them no power. Creators look different, they ancient, sooner than later, all will be ours. I keep an eye out for the numbers, I stay in contact, synchronization. To infinity, even beyond it, I am a common, no destination. A lot of things I am above, and there are a lot of things that are above me. Do not come for the people I love, cause then I get scary, then I get uglier. Ain't no problem.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Welcome back to Diva Spot Radio. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka your blog talk Shiva Queen 1000. I got my special guest in the building with me, Miss Aletha Haskins Turner. We're chopping it up about housing and transitional housing. She has a powerful story, man. Big shout out to everybody that's on the check-in. Call us up at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. And press the one button to be heard. If you want to just give a shout-out, if you want to comment on the topic. Man, Aletha, you have been through a lot. And coming out from prison, changing your life, getting recovery, like doing everything that you need to do, and you want to give back to the community, and they got the audacity to look at you sideways.
Yeah, right.
I know that wasn't easy. I want to go to the phone lines real quick and get some love. We got people who want to show some love. Let's go to the phone line. We got 425 live in the building. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're live on Diva Spot. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, well, you know who this is.
El-Centric in the building, without a doubt. What's going on, mama? Yeah.
You know what? Queen? I had to call in and say good morning. I'm in the booth. I'm in the bus. I'm not in the booth. Y'all in the booth. I'm in the bus. I'm the Black Magic school bus lady, Mrs. Frizzle in real life, driving these kids around, trying to make sure I got you guys kids educated and safe to school. So, you know, we're talking about do-gooders, Miss Aletha, I had an opportunity to meet with her when she came and when Diva, you came to Seattle and did your motivational speech. I definitely enjoyed the conversation. I enjoy what Aletha, you are doing, and I appreciate you. I just wanted to call and tell you that myself. Now, I can't stay too long because I got kids I got to get, but I love y'all. Keep doing what God has blessed you to do. And
thank
you already know we're here for you out here in this community.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, L. That's El-Centric, y'all, here in the back, man. We're going to play that hot track without a doubt, which is one of my favorites. Make sure you check her out. L, tell everybody where they can get your music at and check you out, baby, right here on Deep Spot Radio.
All the music is still available, and I'm working on something sweet, 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 so I'll keep you guys glued to the seats on that. Music is going to be found on Spotify, YouTube, you know, anything digital, all digital platforms. You know it's a digital world out here now, so that's just what it is. Now, do I still got some hard copies? Of course I do. They're in the archive, so hit me up, and I'll get them to you.
I appreciate you, L. Still mine, without a doubt. That's my song. Let's go to the 253 live in the building. This your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. 253, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
253, last ending at 336.
Hi, how are you? This is Bea Ellen. Can you hear me?
V. Ellen, what's going on, Queen? Welcome to Diva Spot. The ladies is out.
Hi, guys.
Wow.
Yes, praise God. Yes, praise God. I just wanted to just get on here and say thank you to my sister, Ebony, Queen B. God has truly blessed you. Thank you for your obedience to touch the nation. And to my sister, Aletha, listen, I met Ms. Aletha through Sister Ebony Queen B, but the interesting thing I wanted to encourage everybody is that I got with Sister Aletha to do her hair one day. And one day when she came for me to meet her to do her hair, she walked through my door and I was like, I know you. And I can't explain it. 10 years ago, not knowing that I've been following this woman, and I told God, I said, I want to meet her. And I just started bawling. And I said, God, wow. Long and behold, I met Miss Aletha, and I have been blessed. Like, I mean, tremendously blessed. I just wanted to tell you, Sister Aletha, I thank God for you. I pray many blessings over your life. Guys, connect with her. Connect with her and Queen Ebony B. They are very loyal to the kingdom and loyal to you. Trust and know that when you can't trust nobody, you can trust them. So I just want to give my shout out for much love, and that's where I'm at. Praise God.
Well, I appreciate you, Bella, for calling in, baby.
Love
we love you.
And love you. Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
God be the glory.
Man, God is so good, man. Won't he do it? I love it. I love it. I love it. Aletha, you getting all the love as you deserve it. And God is doing a great thing with you. And I want to hear about some of the success stories. What are some of the, well, let me ask you this. What are some of the support and services you offer at the house? Because people just think, oh, clean and sober living. They just think transitional houses. They don't really know all the details and the blessings that go into that. And I wanted you to touch on that for the listeners.
So we offer employment, job opportunities. We also offer counseling. We also we advocate for them. We're advocators. We advocate for them if they have court cases that they're still dealing with, or if they are getting their children back from CPS. We also advocate for them. We do a lot of like one-on-ones, mentoring, counseling. You know, we also do the garden component, which is we have gardens in the properties, which is a therapeutic component. And so we teach them how to go when they get anxious about something, or when they got too many no's and they get, you know what I mean, discouraged and things like that. And so God has given me to show them how to go into the garden and put their hands in the soil. We give them a start, you know, and we just, you know, open up the soil. But as they're putting the start in there, we're teaching them to give, put all your problems in there, whatever it is you're going through. You know, whether tears flow down, put those in there too. But watch the beauty that grows out of all that you put into the soil, because what you're putting into the soil, you're putting it to God's hands. And when he watch what he makes out of that pain, and watch it brings it to life. And then I find that they, when they are going through things and stuff like that, that we, they automatically just go there. And they automatically, you know, and sometimes they spend hours just, you know, tilling the soil or just watering the soil, you know, and it takes away from their problems. So we teach them how to push out the negative and how to bring in the positive, you know.
No, I love that. You know, they just, it's one thing to have a place to stay, but it's another thing to have people advocating for you with your court case, and you know, when you have a child protective services case, and when there's so much piling up on top of you from a choice that you made that has cost you. You know, choices cost, whether they're good or they're bad. But when you're in the process of trying to regroup or coming back in a better way, in a more powerful way, you don't need anybody tearing you down. And I always used to say, I've been homeless 4 times out of my life, and I always just say, no is just another, no means it's another way. It's just you don't have my yes. You're not qualified to give me my yes. You're not qualified to help me with any services. And I'd rather get 1,000 no's to get that 1,000,000 yes. I need a yes. And that yes is going to be ordained by God. So I love the fact that you offer these support services and you have these systems in place to help them and give them an outlet on how to channel my emotions. And garden is very therapeutical. Therapeutic is very much in just getting your hands in the soil and the cold earth. I don't know, grounding, it just does something for us. So I really appreciate you for that. My next question is, how has clean and sober living affected your life, Aletha? How has it affected you?
You know, it has affected me in a way that when I look back at all the stuff I went through,
come on,
and today, I'm now, I say, not to take away from anybody else, but for me, I don't say that I'm clean and sober. I say I'm delivered, right?
Yes.
and watch those that come through and they catch it and they make it. You know what I'm saying? And they make it.
Yeah.
And then they're on. And they come back with the report of, man, Miss Alita, thank you. You know, you were rough on me and you were tough on me, you know, because I got a couple names, the tank, the warden, you know, because I tell them, don't let this car, this, you know, this fancy hairdo and these clothes fool you. I've been there and I've done that. So, I you know what I mean? But what it has done for me, it has let me know that the life that I lived and the life that I'm living now for Christ has not been in vain. It has not. You know what I mean? So just, again, to see the parents back reunited with their little ones, you know what I'm saying, or even their older ones. I had a guy that, you know, his son, I think, was 24, and they had issues because of his addiction. And when his son agreed to come over on a visit, well, it wasn't even a visiting day, and he was like, man, Ms. Alita, my son wants to come by, but I told him he has to wait till I'm visiting days. I said, well, when's the last time you've seen him? He's like, man, and so I can't remember the years, but it had been some years. And I said, you know what, that's the beautiful thing about being my own boss. I can break my own rules. So I can't, you know what I mean? So because he was excited, I got excited. And so he was able to see his son, and then on those visiting days, he was able to come. So it has just, again, really empowered me to just keep going.
Wow.
Just keep going.
I love that.
I have bigger vision. There's more to, it's not just the houses that are going to be happening. It's going to be other visions that God has given me that I'm actually working on right now to make happen.
Come on, we got that confidence. It just don't stop right here.
That confidence. I like that.
That confidence.
I got that confidence. I'm going to get me a T-shirt.
I got that
Anybody
confidence.
T-shirts, make it for me.
Come on, I got you.
Yes. It is.
My next question
and,
is.
And, you know.
Go ahead.
No. Go. I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, it's okay. My next question is, what are some of the pros and cons to transitional homes? Like, what are some of the pros and what are some of the cons to having transitional homes and also being in one? What do you think some of the pros and cons are?
Some of the pros and cons are, like I was saying, to see those come through and make it and grab it. And then the pros are is, you know, to come and see some of those that are making. And then the other is to see those that come and they don't grab it, and that they only utilize the housing component, you know, just to get out, whether it's jail or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, and a lot of them, and then when I interview them, and I know those that are sincere, and I know those that are just utilizing that to either get out of prison, get out of jail, get out of the treatment facility, or out of the crisis ward or wherever, and, you know, but I still, in hope, give them that opportunity, right? And living in a transitional house, and that's it. Those that aren't ready, watching them, and I know when they recidivate, I know when they relapse, I know when, you know, they're ready to recidivate back. I know, you know what I'm saying? And then just to, you know, that's where that blackout period is, and then that's where that, in that blackout period, we have those one-on-ones, you know, and then we have them write their goals, but then when they come with the excuses, you know, and I know when they're high, and I tell them, you know, and so those are the things that you have those issues, and then I have to make that decision. In the beginning, it wasn't easy, you know, when I knew a person in rehab, pulling to the side, you know, because I wanted them to make them.
You break it up, please. I'm sorry. You're breaking up real bad. I couldn't hear you. Lisa, you there? We're going to take a music break and come back. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Let's go into a hot track called Blessings. Big shout out to Teresa, Sally, and Noah, and Mia for this hot track called Blessings on Blessings. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio with our special guest, Housing Director, Aletha Haskins Turner. Let's go.
Blessings on me, blessings on, blessings on me. Everywhere I go, they'll be. Everywhere I go, they'll be. Blessings on, blessings on me, blessings on, blessings on me.
Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yes. Blessings on blessings for me. Man, we back in the building. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you follow me on all social media networks at Diva Ebony B. I got my special guest in the building, Mrs. Aletha Haskins Turner. She is the housing director for a nonprofit organization by the name of God's House of Second Chances, Clean and Sober, Faith-Based. Let's say that again. Faith-Based Traditional Housing. Aletha, I'm so glad to have you back in the house. I guess my question is, you know, how has your faith increased? Now, you have been doing transitional homes for the last 10 years, right? It's been a decade. Is that correct?
Yes, a little over a decade, yes.
A little over a decade. You know, how has this impacted your life? What has this shown you, and how has it improved your faith by working with these individuals? Because you deal with a lot of stuff you deal with. You had to deal with funding for the housing. You had to deal with residents. Everybody wasn't a happy client. You've had to deal with those who are still in recovery and drugs and whatnot. And these can be triggers to you. So how has this increased your faith?
You know, let me start here. It helped me to grow more. Because with each individual, I took from each individual, because each individual that God brought me, I went through that, whether it was mental illness, whether it was, you know, unforgiveness, whether it was fear, whether it was, you know, whatever it was, right? And I could relate to that. And so it helped me to even grow as I as I would go every day and just see, even those that would fail, you know, that wouldn't, you know, that would didn't make it, right? It helped my faith is just to watch those that did, and every no behind it was a yes. Every
yes.
doubter, you know, God just proved them wrong. And, you know what I'm saying? And the more I, if the request, it's like, okay, God, you know, everything I do, show me in it. Meaning, you know, because I still know, in the beginning, I still had some of that old person on me, right? Red, right?
Come on.
And so so God has to show me that even though you got some heels and socks on now, you ain't got your Dickies and Timberlands on and your baseball cap pushed to the back with your hoodie on. You know what I'm saying? You still got a little bit of that in you, right? So he had to, so he utilized, whether you believe it or not, he utilized some of the people to mature me and to hone me, as the book of Jeremiah 18 talks about, and he put me on the potter's wheel, right?
Yes.
And so the more that I grew, my faith grew. The more, and you know what I'm saying? And then, and so my faith grew because everything that was being placed in front of me, I knew it was from God.
Come on. Come on. You had undeniable experiences with the Lord.
Undeniable.
Okay.
Things that I know that I shouldn't have had, that I know, like the last three, God bless me with not only my own home, but my two other properties, and I had just lost my job. My credit score was under 500. My, you know what I'm saying? All kind of stuff. I just had surgery. You know what I'm saying? All these things were happening. Every in furniture that I know I needed for the properties, like, was literally on corners as I was being guided by God. You know, and I was like, oh, I knock on the doors. Like, hey, what are you doing with this thing? That's just with the plastic on it. Oh, we're just giving it away. We didn't fit my stuff in. But, well, can I have it? Sure. One block literally furnished one of my whole houses. And everything on the everything on somebody's back porch was brand new.
Oh, my God. Come on, God.
There were doors in places and spaces that he was putting me in, doors that he was opening up. And I knew that my credit, let alone, let's talk about my background and my, you know what I'm saying, and my finances did not meet that mark. But when God says yes, there's nothing that no man can do about it. But obey his will. There's nothing. There's nothing. So those things, so and all that, every time he did that, and I knew my credit score. I knew my background. My 7-year felony history wasn't up yet, and I had 5 properties. My 7-year felony history wasn't even up. And
oh,
I had 5
God.
Properties. Then. Then I went on, you know, then God did, then a building, which used to be an old tavern. And I'm boasting in God, everybody, and I'm encouraging you that don't look at your circumstance. Don't look at your credit score. Don't look at your finances. I'm telling you, my sister, she said it so many times, I don't spend from my account. I spend from my faith account.
Come on.
And whatever that is, have faith in what you know that you're going for, man, and God will do it if it's in his will. You know, I went from the properties to buildings, old caverns that were sitting there that I know military people had the finances that were looking at the building and had the credit score. I know people that already had catering services and businesses up and running and flourishing in the community. And, you know, because this is what the owner was saying, oh, we have a caterer. We have somebody in the military. We have this person. I'm like, well, God, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I guess, well, I don't know, I'm going to get it. But God said, okay. So I took the faith, a leap of faith, and what I started doing is shopping for the stuff that I wanted to go in the building, you guys, before
Come
I even
on.
Got the yes for the building.
Hmm.
And
you
because
heard
I
that?
Went shopping
and I for it.
Yeah, I went shopping for everything I wanted. When I went in there and toured the building, I knew exactly how I wanted it laid out. Even though it had the Seahawk color in there, and still the pool table and the tab taping and all that, I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew the curtains, I knew the color and everything. How I wanted the office, I knew how I wanted my office and everything. And God did it.
God Come did on it. Now. And because you trusted God, God provided. And we was just watching this word. You had sent me a word, Pastor Hannah, and he was talking about a young man by the name of Jamal, and he was a police officer in Chicago. And God did an incredible work in their life, in his life. And if you want to catch that testimony, if you want to get that word,
man,
just go to my Facebook page. You
got to
go on the page.
Powerful.
Follow me on all my stuff. But you got to listen to that word.
Man.
I'm so excited. Queen, what are you looking to see God's House of Second Chances Traditional Home do in the next 10 years?
I'll just give you a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, give me just a little taste.
Well, God's House, they are transitional houses. And so mm-hmm. I know as a former incarceree with a bad credit score, not a lot of money and things like that, right? I'm still trying to figure my, you know, was trying to figure my way out in the community. We now will, you know, we're, you know, and I need it, you know, outside of that, being able to have my own someday, right? So mm-hmm. our long-term vision now is to make sure that once they transition from that transitional house, that they transition into their own without the background check. They will have to pay the rent, but without the background check. You know, and all that
mm-hmm.
because they've been with God's House and we already know them, and we will continue to support them and be able to just be that bridge. You know what I'm saying? So the stigma of not enough rental history or, you know, all those things, we will be making sure they have that dwelling place in place without having to have the final crime.
Well, amen for that.
Real big, bigger. So there's some things I can share. There are a lot of things I've got to teach me in the season to wait before I reveal. So, yeah.
I am so grateful. Sis, I want to thank you for coming through the Diva Spot and sharing your
testimony. Thank you for having me. Yes.
Man, it's so incredible how God provides the way and how he's in the center of everything and what he continues to do over your life and over your business and in your marriage and in your health and everything. Like, there is nothing that God can't do. There's nothing that God won't do if you just put it in his hand. Queen, you got any shout outs and how can people get in contact with you?
So you can get in touch with me through Facebook, Aletha Haskins. I have several pages. Y'all forgive me. Sometimes I forget my password, but it's the one where the orange flowers are around me. You can get in contact with me that way. You can get in contact with me through my website, which is www.aletha@aletalowisfoundation.org. You can get in touch with me through the WhatsApp, and Instagram.
Thank you, Queen, for being here. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow us on all social media networks, Diva Spot Radio on Instagram, Diva Spot Radio on Twitter, Diva Spot Radio on YouTube, Diva Spot Radio on Facebook, Diva Spot Radio on TikTok. We appreciate all the love. And make sure you drop a comment on the show. If you come to www.blogtalkradio.com, /Diva Spot. Make sure you drop a comment on the show. If you're looking to be interviewed, showcased, or promoted on Diva Spot, please be sure to leave a comment and reach out to me at DivaSpotENT1@gmail.com. Again, that's DivaSpotENT1@gmail.com. We're going to go ahead and wrap the show with some Slate Stone with this hot track called Young, Black, and Gold. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. Let's go.
Young, black, and gold. Young, black, and free. Young, black, and proud. Young, black, and sweet. Young, black, and gifted. Young, black, and gold. Young, black, and powerful. So the story is told. Diaspora, the history start with us, this is
Kesha, maybe Audie. Knowledge roots the tree, no need to hate each other. Let's find some unit. See, let's organize for wealth with our community. Influence me, bruh.
No, I sing from intelligence to make them a conscious of what has been done to my people around the world. It helps to change the world.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.